It's shocking how many memories I have of that tour. Shocking because it was only a month. Not shocking because the human brain records new things a disproportionate amount of the time, and nearly everything I experienced on that tour was new. Living with musicians and roadies in hotels and on a bus, learning how to operate one of the best sound systems in the business, falling in love with a man I never should have met. I mentally slap myself. Usually, I catch my brain before it goes down that path. But tonight, whether it's the long day or the wine or the fairy lights, I don't catch it in time. He's here, humming along my skin. The sound of his voice laughing in my ear. The feel of his lips the first time he kissed me. The look on his face the day he walked away.
What game are we playing, Jax? I straighten at the sound of her voice. You're the one who hauled me back here like Domino Harvey, the bounty hunter. I go on at her blank stare. If I'm trying to get a rise out of her, it doesn't work. Haley doesn't flinch, and that pisses me off more. You're on contract for an album. All we want is for you to honor that, she says. If you want to get this done and get back to Dallas, you might want to be more forthcoming. We need tracks. I close the distance between us, raising a brow. Forthcoming. Listen to you. You even sound like him. And there it is. The flash that, for a moment, looks like hurt. But of course it isn't. I can't hurt her anymore, and she can't hurt me. My skin prickles when I realize it's just us in the room. The acoustics of the space are close to perfect, and every word, every breath is fuller and rounder, more complete. We're not complete. The thought comes at me from nowhere. We're inches apart. I inhale a long breath and I smell her. She's so different. I expected she'd smell different too.